Today I feel I want to stand because we want to pay a fitting tribute to the man Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. And I want to deviate a bit from what has been said in by other speakers about the type of man he is. I want to just give you one or two things that happened in our lives, especially that of the Muslim Judicial Council, as far as Nelson Mandela is concerned, to see who is Nelson Mandela the man. The very first thing that I recall was the day when he was released, and Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriels and I and Hassan Solomons and one or two others were dispatched to go and welcome him on behalf of the Muslim Judicial Council at the City Hall of Cape Town. Unfortunately, when we reached there, we were told by Archbishop Desmond Tutu that Nelson Mandela has not left Paarl yet, so you got a long wait. And we waited. Some disappeared. But nonetheless, at the end of his famous speech, he came into the offices of the mayor's parlor to relax there with Walter Sisulu and others and those of us who were there to pay tribute to him. And I was asked to pay a few words of tribute to Nelson Mandela, and I don't think it's necessary for me to say here what I had said. But I want to say that the man's response immediately was that your council, the Muslim Judicial Council, must stand on its legs the way it is standing because it can do tremendous good for our people. That was one of his first words that he ever said. And then I recall, just to show how Mandela reacted to things. Do you know that because of the boycott against South Africa, South African passports were of no value. And nowhere in Africa could you land with a South African passport because they wouldn't give you a visa. And people going for Hajj, Muslims going for Hajj, at that time had to fly via Nairobi. And they couldn't get into Nairobi, they had to sleep at the airport for sometimes a day over two. Somehow or other, Nelson Mandela found that out when he was. And he dispatched myself and Nazim Muhammad and Suleiman Bayat off to Kenya with a letter from him to say to the Kenyan government, keep everybody out, but if you see some Muslim going to Mecca, you let them, you don't give them a visa. And from the, and Hujjaj will go, that day Hujjaj don't even know that how we had to sleep at the airport. The older people know. But I tell you, that is one of the first things that he did for us as a community. There's one other thing that stands out as a remarkable explanation of who Nelson Mandela the man is. If he was shortly elected as a premier, as the president of South Africa. And you know, as students are, students started and they wanted to boycott and do all sorts of things. And he found out that these students, there must be a way out to get this thing and not let our students boycott or cause anything with this new government of South Africa. And he summoned some of us who were on governing boards of schools, of high schools, to his house for supper. Now the man, when he comes, the first thing he says is, Zakharakos, he may want to make sure. Nelson Mandela was with some slums for his house, and the food was there. And he wanted to make sure that we were there, but he wanted to discuss with us how to take this issue forward. So I want to say to you that he never wavered. In the short space of time that he acted as the president of this country, he got this community together. And if we, as those people who were there when he pulled the community together, or are available now to see this country go forward, let us stand together as one, as a tribute to Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. I ask you, out of the bottom of my heart, because this man never faltered. He never wanted to make mistakes. He never wanted to see things happen that was wrong. And that is why, firstly, when he got us his visas for Saudi Arabia, for people to land, the pilgrims could leave South Africa. But pilgrims don't know that. They go now and they travel up. But Nazim and I spent 11 days on Suleiman Bayat in Kenya, treated by the ulama of Kenya, because they never knew they were Muslims in South Africa, and we could tell them and show them what is done. But I say this, all done because of the instigation of one single man, Nelson Rolihlahla Mandela. Amandla! Let us remember the name Nelson Mandela forever, because few people of his caliber ever come. And I doubt whether another Nelson Mandela will come in my lifetime, nor in your lifetime. So let us appreciate him. Thank you very much.